Welcome to Movie House, a weekly production of Delta College Public Radio. I'm your host, Mark Brown. Canadian filmmaker Denis Villeneuve can do a lot of things. He can direct action sequences that are impactful, jarring, and memorable. His grasp of how to create tension through cinematography, editing, acting, and sound is almost unparalleled. His eye for unexpectedly beautiful imagery shows up time and again, regardless of the genre or size of the picture he's working on. But most of all, Villeneuve is a spellbinder. Using all the tools of filmmaking at his disposal, he transports viewers to whatever world he's built for a particular picture and manages to keep them there, utterly convinced and compelled, until the lights come back up. His confidence, the expertise of his collaborators, and the singularity of his vision makes every picture of his into a hypnotic dream. This is true of his latest picture, the second installment of his adaptation of Frank Herbert's sci-fi landmark, Dune. Dune Part 2 continues the story of young Paul Atreides. Soon after his royal family takes over stewardship of the harsh desert planet Arrakis, they are attacked by the villainous Harkonnen family. Paul's father, the Duke, is killed, and he and his mother flee into the unforgiving desert. The story follows Paul as he transitions from refugee to rebel fighter to leader to eventually something else entirely. The story focuses on how faith, propaganda, politics, hero worship, and political expediency affect free will and how they sometimes determine our fate. All of that sounds cerebral and maybe a bit much, but like I said, Villeneuve and his team in front of and behind the camera make it work. The initial sequence of the whole film signals that Villeneuve is in top form. Paul and his mother are escaping into the wilderness with a group of Fremen, the desert-dwelling natives of Arrakis. They're being pursued by a team of highly trained, armored soldiers out to kill them. While all of this is going on, there's a partial solar eclipse, and so the already alien-looking landscape is stranger still as the sand turns red and the sky is purple. There's a moment when the soldiers need to climb a butte sticking out of the sand. They march single file up the crest of a dune, and then effortlessly, silently, begin to float up the side of the butte. There's no jetpack sound or explanation of how they're doing it. There's just Hans Zimmer's atmospheric score and the crackling, ever-present tension of the pursuit. It literally looks like something out of a dream. The fact that it is also part of a suspenseful chase and then a swift, brutal action sequence as the Fremen quickly eliminate the soldiers that they've lured out into the open is just another example of Villeneuve's spellbinding abilities. The whole movie is like that, stunning, hypnotic imagery combined with action, intrigue, and a story that's surprisingly propulsive despite a nearly 3-hour runtime. Many of the cast from the first part return, including Timothée Chalamet as Paul and Rebecca Ferguson as his mother, Jessica. This time, they're joined by Christopher Walken as the Emperor of the Universe, Florence Pugh as his daughter, and Austin Butler as the bald, terrifying Harkonnen nephew who Paul battles at the film's climax. Dune Part 2 shows Denis Villeneuve at his best. Not only does he have the clout at this point in his career to attract an impressive array of talent on both sides of the camera, but he has what a great director needs: the ability to coalesce vision, talent, technical ability, logistics, and 100 other things into a single cohesive work of art that transports the viewer. He casts a spell that gets us thinking about religious faith and ecology, political maneuvering and love, all while being convinced of alien desert planets, people harnessing and riding gargantuan worms, and a universe-spanning government. Dune Part 2 is a spell I am happy to be under. Movie House is a production of Delta College. I'm Mark Brown of Delta's Arts and Letters Division. Tune in next week for another new review. You can find past episodes of Movie House at deltapublicmedia.org and wherever you get your podcasts.